The Pender Harbor Music Society opened its 2022-2023 concert series with two impassioned recitals on August 13 and 14. The Veta String Quartet was led by Joan Blackman on violin, accompanied by David Gilham, violin, David Harding, viola, and Zoltan Rosnyai, cello. The second concert complemented classical with jazz through the stylings of the Four J's, also featuring Joan Blackman and including Jane Hayes, piano, Julia Nolan, saxophone, and Jody Prosnick, bass. Audience members spoke admiringly of the joy they had making music together, describing the groups as phenomenal music ensembles. August's Art and Words return in September. The scores of artists and writers featured at the inaugural Art and Words Festival in Davis Bay last weekend will be exhibiting their work again at the Gibson's Public Library from September 1 to 30. This innovative event is the brainchild of Kathleen, Cindy, Labonte Smith and the Sunshine Coast Writers and Editors Society. Painters and sculptors were randomly paired with poets and short story writers. The resulting creations are the result of mutual inspiration. There will be a reunion of the authors and artists for a public reading and discussions on their collaborative process on Saturday, September 17, from 2 to 4 p.m. sweltering in Seashelt as the tents come down following last weekend's popular Hackett Park Artisan Fair. Music resumes at the park's outdoor stage this weekend as part of the summer-long Seashelt Summer Music Series. On Saturday, August 20, two artists will be featured from noon onward. Guillermo Martinez is a lover of classic sounds, and explores the fusion between North American and British folk, blues and rock with hints of the folklore of his country of origin, Argentina. The renowned Anagram Quartet will appear next, featuring repertoire that consists of original compositions influenced by Brazilian and Latin rhythms to funky and quirky grooves. Anna Lumiere, keyboards and vocals, and Graham Ord, sax and flute, are joined by John Rule on drums and Aristizabal Hawks on bass. Glowing in Gibson's The Music in the Landing series at Weingarten Park continues with three groups lined up over 2 days. On Friday, August 19 at 7 p.m., the Charlotte Rinch Band performs their trademark blend of nostalgic folk and inspiring crowd pleasers. On Saturday, August 20 at 3:30 p.m., local jazz ensemble The Variants, Michael Mazur, Graham Walker and Kevin Crofton, will charm audiences reclining on the Gibson's Harbor foreshore. Later that evening at 6:30 p.m., the Billy Hilpicker Band presents a mix of good time foot stomping, acoustic roots, bluegrass, and folk music. Acoustic Riches in Roberts Creek Slow Sundays in the Creek carries on with its summer-long series of performances featuring an eclectic lineup of artists this weekend. Music and Spoken Word starts at noon behind the Roberts Creek Library. On Sunday, August 21, Roberts Creek hosts the Bugs Ukulele Singers, singer-songwriter Michelle Morand, coast guitarist Carlo Day, and stand-up comedy by Nelson Giles. At 2:30 p.m. Wanda Nowicki appears with the Van Aldens, featuring Bud Kurz, Bill Barkley, Stephen Schwabel and his Vancouver cousin Albert. Gerardo the Clown will be conducting lighthearted stage management throughout the afternoon. Music of the Mountains last month's Songbird Forest concert was postponed to Sunday, August 28 due to rain. Mark your calendar for an afternoon of music under the trees in the forest above Roberts Creek. Hike-in audiences will be treated to music by Alcevan Ryuzen Ramos, an avid practitioner of the Japanese art of forest bathing who is fascinated by the meditative states induced by the flute. Ramos will be joined by renowned improviser and jazz musician Graham Ord, whose sensitive musicianship is imbued with a great sense of humor. More information and reservations are available online. www.livingforestinstitute.ca/songbird-forest-turning-turtle-art may be in the eye of the beholder, but painters of this year's Roberts Creek mandala artwork are emphatic that the colorful mosaic is in the shape of a sea turtle, not a tortoise as reported last week in Coast Reporter. It's evidently time for the newspaper's arts and culture staff to revisit the Niklas Sontag Marine Education Center to review reptile rudiments.